Okay, that brings us to item number two. Which is PR 2021-006238, SI 2021-01916, a site plan, Consensus Planning, agent for Titan Development. And this is for a lot on Alameda Boulevard between San Pedro and Louisiana. And I see Mr. Voss, who else will be part of the presentation team?
Good morning, this is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. I will probably speak as well as Josh Rogers from Titan Development.
Excellent, if I can get you to both state your names and addresses for the record, please.
Michael Voss with Consensus Planning, 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque 87102.
And Mr. Josh Voss, Rogers. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, and Josh, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Josh Rogers, Titan Development, 6300 Riverside Plaza Northwest, Suite 200, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Madam Chair, could I share my screen?
Yes. Okay, you should have sharing privileges now.
Great. Madam Chair, this is just a short presentation about this project, and we've done a lot of work to date. And so this project currently is called Alofa Louisiana, located at Alameda and Louisiana on the northwest corner. This slide right here just goes over our process of the last 120 days that we have worked with the neighborhood associations in the area. Today we've completed 9 neighborhood meetings with Noreste, Quail Springs, West La Cueva, Silver Oaks Estates to get their comments and adjust the project in response to their feedback. One of those meetings was a facilitated meeting, which should have been included in the DRP submittal package. A couple things that we've done that's unique about this project is we recognize that the Silver Oaks Neighborhood Association to the west side, on the west side of this property, is single family, but it's zoned MXL, and we wanted to honor the neighborhood edge setback from their property line. So we voluntarily set back the building 100 feet from their property line and pushed the portions above 30 feet to the east side of the site to provide as much distance as possible from their backyards and the first row of homes there in their neighborhood. In addition to that, we spoke with them about providing a legal covenant on their property to ensure that for the homes that have some views to the Sandia Mountains, that we would limit our tree heights as to not have the trees eventually grow and block their views from some of their patios. And then through the process of several iterations of site plans, we actually lowered portions of the building on the south side of the site to accommodate some views from some of the homes. We heard concerns about noise from our amenity space area, so we basically created a courtyard that is completely blocked to keep the sound internalized to the area. We also heard concerns about impacts on home values. We provided several case studies written by universities and doctorate students that have looked into the impact of multifamily on adjacent property values. And we provided those to show evidence that there is not a negative effect from multifamily on other homes. And then also we just did a physical lowering of the building from Louisiana by about 5 feet to lessen the visual impact of the three-story building. So from Louisiana's perspective, the building appears to be about 2.5 stories versus the 3. This was our original site plan that we took to the neighbors. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with it, but it was basically an upside-down F-shaped building, honoring the neighborhood edges from the west, from the north, and from the east. We provided our landscape buffer along the west side and provided enough parking. And through working with the neighborhoods and some of their concerns, we ended up changing the building to more of an E-shaped building. And as you can see on the south side, the big move there was to lower the height of that southern portion to accommodate some views from those homes in the Silver Oaks neighborhood. We increased the landscape buffer due to, and I'll probably get this wrong and Michael Voss can correct me, but area of change and area of consistency, we had to provide a 25-foot landscape buffer instead of 15. And we have provided vehicular access off of Alameda, right in and right out, as well as Oakland, which is a full access into the property, which will be a resident-only gate. We worked with the neighbors to get their thoughts and opinions on the architecture, and we have modeled it after the Silver Oaks Neighborhood Association's homes. They have a lot of contemporary modern style buildings in their neighborhood, and so we presented these elevations to them and worked through them, and they were generally well received, and so we worked with them. And then this section right here basically shows some perspective of the lowering of the building on the south side to accommodate some views to the Sandias, where we lowered that building and took a step down and removed units to accommodate some of their concerns. And so with that, I will turn it over to Michael Voss for any comments, and then we can turn it over to the DRB members. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. It's Michael Voss again. I don't really have a whole lot to add. We believe this plan meets the requirements of the IDO, and we're happy to answer any questions and go through the board comments at this time to see what clarification is needed. And I guess we understand that hydrology needs some time to review the plan yet, so we will get to talking about a deferral after the comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Maggie Gould. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak on this item? Again, please raise your hand, unmute yourself. I do not see anybody.
Yes, and they show that. They didn't, but they did there at all.
Pardon me?
Like the step down distance is at.
Okay, was that somebody wanting to speak or was that just a failure to mute?
Failure to mute.
Okay.
Please, I would like to put a comment in, Madam Chair.
Okay, if you would please state your name and address for the record.
Peggy Neff, 8305 Calle Soquela, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, great. Please go ahead with your comments.
Sure, I'd like to get the letter dated November 18th, 2021 from Yetomo Law Firm to the DRB regarding project PR 2019-002496.
Hold record. On a second, please, Ms. Neff. Do you have comments regarding this project that's in front of us right now?
Yes, I think that this letter should be reviewed in regard to this project in the points it has regarding due process, completeness of site plan, points of conclusions of law 11, 15, and 17, and in regard to its conclusion. I also believe that the report that was given to us from the City of Albuquerque's facilitation program indicated that there will be a second follow-up meeting, and that didn't happen. And the minutes and the notes on the attendees for 8 of the meetings that the group had are not available for public review. Also, this presentation of the site plan and having kind of a rolling quorum of approvals doesn't really sit well when there's a homeowner's rights in place. So I think the letter needs to be in the record so you can reference it in regard to some of the issues that might be a challenge for the DRB to continue moving forward to hear public comment and to not be able to address it. I've brought this to the DRB's attention for many years now, and it's just another piece of the ideal puzzle that we have to solve, but the process isn't working.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Neff. Can you give me the project number again for that letter, and the DRB can find it and put it in the record?
Thank you. It's project 2019-002496.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Neff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have any other additional members of the public that would like to speak on this matter? Okay, let's go to board comments then. Water Authority, please.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good morning, Michael and Josh. For this project, we have issued availability statement 21-10-13 that sets the criteria for service. There are routine connections available for both potable water and sanitary sewer. The project is within our service area. There's no further board approvals required. We do have pro rata assessed to a couple of the parcels within this project that is required to be paid prior to Water Authority approval and signature. That total amount is $7,028.53. On the utility plan, I think we had an issue with the coordination with the landscape plan around the water meter. It's a meter vault. It has a large easement around it. We need the trees removed from that easement area around the meter vault. So if those could be shifted, that would help us out on that. And then there's a sand trap called out near the pool area. I'm just trying to figure out what that is. And if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. Thank you, Blaine. I'll call on Jesus to address the sand trap from, he's from Respect.
And Mr. Rogers, can you hold on for just a second? I don't believe that Jesus was sworn in earlier. So if we can go ahead and do that right now.
Yes, this is Jesus Lopez with Respec Engineering.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Jesus Lopez with Respec, 7770 Jefferson Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, please, Mr. Lopez.
Okay, so in response to Blaine's comment, the sand trap is to be used for the pool area that we have. And it's the similar. It's a similar one that we had for a different project that has been reviewed by Water Authority. So we'll provide further details on that between now and our resubmittal. So just to provide clarity on that.
Thank you. This is Blaine from Water Authority. I think what I want to do is just coordinate with our pre-treatment section. They're the ones who typically deal with those type of features and make sure they're understanding what it is and happy with it. And we get that pre-approved based upon their acceptance of what that feature is. So I think if you want to get in touch with me, we can work that out as far as what that is and make sure we have their approval. So other than that, the only other comment we have was the trees in the water meter area and the pro rata. So thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement, please.
Barbara Webb, code enforcement. Just had a few development notes and a few items that needed clarification. A couple of them you had already mentioned. Development would need to meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and any other adopted city regulations. Project is meeting neighborhood edge requirements, including portions that are not required. Multifamily is a permissive use. Please confirm that all the use-specific standards are being met. Clarify buffer and area provided on the west of the property, separating area of change and consistency. We already have done that with the 25-foot. And had a question if an alternative landscaping plan was being submitted, because there was some notes about proposing something that was a little bit different, but didn't know if you meant an alternative landscaping plan or if everything was already being met as is. Clarification on how all design requirements of sod and building design are being met for IDO section 511. Walls and fences must meet all requirements of 57D, including the exceptions for multifamily. And had a question if there was a platting action already in process, and if the transit shelter that was mentioned, the detail on that was included in this project, or if it was a future proposal.
Madam Chair, Mr. Webb, We are planning on submitting the plat next week for the January, I believe, 5th hearing. It's a minor action. So the plat is in the works to consolidate the lots and bring that all together for the next hearing with this site plan to address this in line with hydrology's request for a deferral.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, please.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. So the first part of our comments related to the trail that is a proposed multipurpose trail along that Alameda north side. And it does appear that they're providing that. And then it's related to the code enforcement comments on if this will be part of an infrastructure list as part of one of the actions related to this case. So I'll just say the second part of our comments is related to the tree list. And as in past projects, we're partnering with Nature Conservancy regarding a climate ready list. And I encourage the applicants to review that and to change the one of the species on their list. That's all the comments I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology, please.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. As has been mentioned, Hydrology did receive a submittal on November 11th, 2021. It's currently number 18 in the queue, and we anticipate it will be reviewed sometime the week of January 3rd. So we are asking for a 4-week deferral.
Madam Chair, I was just wondering if there is going to be an infrastructure list, or if that, am I missing that? I couldn't find it in the packet.
This is Michael Voss.
Go ahead, Mike.
Again, Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. I think we do anticipate there to be a small infrastructure list that would be tied to the site plan, probably to include the trail and the transit shelter. I don't know that there are any other major improvements, but I think we sort of, we weren't exactly sure, but we can certainly prepare one as part of the process for offsite improvements. And I think that was something we considered was a possibility.
Okay, thank you. This is Maggie Gould. So Mr. Voss, if we need to have some additional discussion about that with transportation or with the city engineer about how to structure that infrastructure list and whether or not you're putting things on an infrastructure list or whether they're going to be done with a work order, we can have that conversation offline. Okay. Transportation, please.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I think you're working on addressing many of the comments already that I sent out last night. Is that correct, Mike?
This is Michael Voss. That is correct. We've made some modifications to our site plan already. Regarding the entry to the site off from Oakland to provide queuing. And I think Josh is pulling up that right now to provide adequate space for a car to pull off from the street in front of the gate while they wait for it to open and additional minor clarifications regarding all of your comments.
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers with Titan Development. Mr. Voss is correct. Gene, we did increase the queuing distance between the pedestrian sidewalk and the gate to 18 feet as requested. And then we dimensioned the Oakland street width to 38 feet to show that width. So I believe that addresses the major comments from you.
You big girl. Thank you. This is Jane with Transportation. I just wanted to cover, you know, most of the minor comments just really quickly, even though I know you are still working on addressing them. One is just to clarify in the clear sight triangles for Alameda Boulevard specifically, clear sight triangles should represent intersection sight distance. Also, it was mentioned to provide an infrastructure list for transportation purposes, include the asphalt trail and the transit shelter. And please be sure to list and label all of the other public infrastructure surrounding the site, including the public sidewalk widths, landscaping buffers. Also, just some more labeling within the parking lot with regard to dimensioning. You know, label all pedestrian ways, all curb radii, parking spaces, and just mark the compact parking spaces and motorcycle spaces.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions from the applicant on that?
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. No, we are good.
Okay, thank you. Planning and Jay, are you doing these or shall I?
I can do them. This is Jay Rodenbach. The application submittal notes that Titan Development has had 7 meetings with the surrounding neighborhoods, but the notes from only 1 meeting are included in the application submittal. We just note that it'd be helpful if the meeting notes or a summary from the other 6 meetings could be obtained in a supplemental submittal. The street frontage landscaping, edge buffer landscaping, this is an FYI, a note. The street frontage landscaping, edge buffer landscaping, and parking lot landscaping requirements are being met on the site plan per 5-6 of the IDO. Regarding the edge buffer landscaping along the western boundary of the subject property, I'll just note, you know, you showed 25 feet in width. You had some mentioning in your submittal that some landscaping was moved around, and Mr. Webb brought up the question about the alternative landscape plan. But according to our analysis, the landscaping requirements were met. And then we have another landscaping comment here. It's just a suggestion that per 4.3b7c of the IDO pertaining to landscaping requirements for use specific standards for multifamily dwellings. We note that they require at least 50% of the trees be deciduous canopy style shade trees or coniferous trees capable of attaining a mature canopy of at least 25 feet. Confirmation needs to be provided if the shade trees on the landscape plan are capable of attaining a mature canopy diameter of at least 25 feet. Sorry, let me rephrase what I was just saying. That's actually a requirement. We do need you to address this. The next comment is a suggestion that that the 2020 IDO update gives greater allowances for cool and warm season grasses for multifamily projects. Please see those use specific standards regarding landscaping of 4.3b7 to see if there are allowances that would benefit your landscape plan. Regarding the landscape plan legibility, we found the landscape plan to be difficult to discern details on unless the scale is close to 100% scale. When you're zoomed out, it was very difficult to discern the details. And it would be very helpful to be able to have a revised landscape plan that's easier to read at, like, say, scale of 35% where we can see it on our full screen. So just please, if possible, work on that and see if you can make that a little bit more legible. On form P2 in the application submittal, an infrastructure list is checked as included in the application submittal, but is not included in the application submittal. And this is already explained by Mr. Voss that it's going to be included with a platting action. So I don't think we need to go over that. Just need to add the project and application numbers to the site plan. You need to get the solid waste signature on the site plan prior to final sign off by planning, preferably before approval of the site plan. All site plan sheets need to be sealed and signed by a design professional. I believe there are a few of them. You need to check your site plan submittal if a few of them were not signed and sealed. Please confirm that the building facades meet 511D of the IDO and provide a comment response letter explaining how the requirements of 511D are being met. And we had a comment about sunshade analysis for the submittal. Can you confirm if you have that in the submittal? I'm having issues. Let me see if we can bring it up in the actual submittal itself here. Mr. Voss, Mr. Rogers, can you confirm
if that's in there?
This is Michael Voss.
And Yeah, this is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. I believe that a sun and shade analysis was done and provided. It was part of the set of site plan drawings as the last several sheets.
Could you get Mr. Voss, since you got a screen sharing privileges, do you have that up that you can just show the DRB real quick, if possible?
Let me. It looks like Josh was given a screen sharing, but I do not have them.
Oh, okay.
I have it.
Okay, awesome.
Cool.
There they are. Okay. All right, great. I will mark that. This is Jay Rudenbeck. I will mark that off for comments. And just the final comment I have, we actually didn't have in the memo, but Mr. Webb brought up the requirement for applied in action in his comments. And we'll just note that applied in action will need to be approved prior to the approval of the site plan. So we'll have that additional comment for you now and just verbally describing it to you. And that's all we have in planning, I believe. Thank you very much.
And this is Maggie Gould. And I don't know if this is a planning comment or a code enforcement comment, but the distancing requirement to the South Residential subdivision, if we could go over that again, please.
This is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. To the south across Alameda?
Yes.
So this is Michael Voss. The distance to that subdivision, the Alameda right-of-way is greater than 100 feet.
Okay.
So there is no, any neighborhood edge requirement would fall sort of within the roadway still. So there's no height step down requirement or anything to the south.
Thank you for going over that again, Mr. Voss. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then this is Michael Voss, just as a couple of clarifying comments. We have worked on a revised landscape plan to make it more legible. Okay. And our intent is to comply with the IDEO's landscape regulations. So it's sort of a clarification to the code enforcement comment and planning's comments about that, about moving things around. I'll review what our submittal said, but our intent is to fully comply with those landscaping requirements. We will prepare that infrastructure list as was in Gene's comments, and make that part of our resubmittal for the site plan, and then we will submit a plat to be heard when this comes up again.
Okay. Excellent. So at this time, are there any members of the public who have spoken who would like to ask questions of anybody who has given sworn testimony? Again, this is a time for questions similar to a cross-examination. It's not a time for additional testimony. Ms. Neff, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
I just wanted to note that the participant that is attending here, William Concierger, he had a call away and wanted to make comments. I'm on email with him and I'm not sure that he's back again from his call, but his comments are not heard.
Let's see, I see a William Consuegra up here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, are you, Mr. Consuegra, did you wish to give comment?
Yeah, I mean, my in-laws are one of the residents. They live at 8800 Silver Oak Lane. And they're the ones on Ms. the south.
Mr. Consuegra, yeah, thank you. Okay. If you are going to give testimony, we need your name and address, and we need to swear you in.
Okay, William Consuegra, 1410 Highway 68, Velarde, New Mexico, 87582.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead and give your comments, please.
Okay, so my in-laws live at 8800 Silver Oak Lane, which is on that picture right there of the neighborhood of Silver Oak Estates, the southeastmost house right there. There, we've taken part in the meetings with Titan. We've shared our concerns with them. And our biggest concern is still remaining, and it's more on a holistic sense when it comes to just development in this area, is the fact that Alameda is one of the few streets that allow you entry onto I-25, where a majority of the workers who live in this vast area will go to. Our concern is just the increased numbers of apartments all along Alameda and how that impacts public safety in terms of you have cars zooming down, and to have an entry into a brand new apartment complex be right on Alameda is something that is a concern to us, because if somebody, you know, rear ends a car and they smash them through the cinder block wall, it's going to hit my in-laws' house. I mean, that's the real life concern that they have. Everything else, I mean, honestly, when my in-laws bought the house almost 3 years ago, they were told by the realtor, they were told by the developer, oh, it's going to be a commercial, it's MXL, it's going to be this boutique stores, it's going to be something really nice. Obviously, that didn't happen. Market forces and all other things from reality. And so I think they're almost resigned to the fact that this will probably get approved, but we do appreciate the fact that there's, you know, issues with spacing, distance with the, you know, to their property, to the neighbor's property, wall height, parked cars, et cetera, that have been addressed by Titan. And we're just at a point where we've seen with the other case up the road on Barstow Alameda that we don't know if we want to spend the money to have a court case go on for 4 or 5 years when we don't have as much money as the developer. So it's one of these situations where we're hoping that the city will look into what is it creating on Alameda. This isn't Paseo, right? This isn't another major thoroughfare in Albuquerque. This is a thin road, slim road that acts like a slot car track. And so it's one of these where we don't know what's going to happen. We anticipate there being rear end fender benders on that intersection if this gets done. And it's something that I don't know if the city is even thinking about. So I think that's our comments. I mean, we could go into the logistics of the IDO and to all of that, but I'm not sure how effective that strategy would be. But that's our main concern, is the public safety aspect. If you're going to have sidewalks of people walking down Alameda towards Tin Can Alley, what's going to happen? I mean, what's going to happen? You have cars zooming and you have cars lined up to turn into a neighborhood, 150 cars turning into a neighborhood, which where nobody turns right now. Nobody turns into my in-law's neighborhood. And so that's our concern.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Consuegra. Anything additional from the applicant? Would the applicant like to respond?
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. Thank you, William. We've appreciated all of your comments to date, and appreciate, you know, working with your family on this project. And we hear your concerns about the traffic, and I don't know specifically how to address the concern. I would take a different approach and say that, you know, by us having an entrance off of Alameda, it'll help slow down traffic and prevent speeding and potentially save some car accidents from happening on Alameda. But, you know, that's just conjecture and you know, it is what it is, but we understand their concern, but we're doing everything per code, and, you know, we appreciate what William has to say about the project, so thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. So it sounds like we need some additional review time for...
Madam Chair, you muted.
Yes, thank you for that. I'm not entirely sure what I did there. So what I was saying is it sounds like we're gonna need some additional time for hydrology to complete this review. Mr. Armijo, I believe you said your review would be complete probably that first week in January. So if we look at a deferral to the 12th of January, does that give you sufficient time to complete your review, and is that acceptable to the applicant?
Ernest Armijo Hydrology. That would be sufficient for hydrology.
Okay, excellent. Mr. Voss, Mr. Rogers, based on the fact that that is when hydrology will be able to get your grading and drainage plan reviewed, is that acceptable to you?
This is Josh Rogers, that is fine.
Yeah, and this is Michael Voss. Just to clarify, my understanding is that next Friday, the 17th, is when an application would be due for the 5th. With the holidays, when would you need a plat submittal to get onto the agenda for the 12th?
To get onto the agenda for the 12th, we would need a plat submittal.
If that's a minor action, would it just be the 4th?
By January 4th.
And then for a supplemental for the site plan would just be on the 7th, correct?
Right, correct. It would still be the same the Friday before the hearing at noon.
This is Michael Voss. Thank you for that clarification, and the 12th will work for us.
Okay. So then do we have a motion to defer item number 2, Project PR 2021-006238 to the meeting of January 12th of 2022?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Do we have a second?
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Vote, please.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jim Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gold for Planning, I approve. So item number 2 is deferred to the meeting of January 12th, 2022. Item number 3 is deferred. That brings us to item number